And we are live. Welcome to the Easy E podcast. I am with Eric Beeman, big time Carolina Panthers fan. Eric, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for joining me to do a fact or fiction segment about the Carolina Panthers. Are you excited about the Carolina Panthers going into the season?
Absolutely. Always.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple things, and you tell me fact or fiction based on whatever I give you about the 2018 Carolina Panthers.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, I think the number one, the elephant in the room, is Cam Newton. Is Cam Newton going to be the NFL MVP this year? Fact or fiction? Am I going too far to say that he might be the NFL MVP?
You're never going too far with Cam Newton. I'm definitely going to say that's a fact. It is very possible. He's just got so many weapons, and hopefully, you know, reconstructing our offensive line a little bit, that'll help him out a lot.
Okay. Okay. Okay, fact or fiction. C.J. Anderson, the free agent picked up from the Denver Broncos, will fill Jonathan Stewart's shoes and then some. Fact or fiction?
I wouldn't go so far as to say and then some on the first year. I do think that he could fill it. We just got to run the right plays. He's got to learn our offense. And you know, with a backup that he's got with McCaffrey, I think him and CJ do great together.
Okay, okay. Fact or fiction, is Christian McCaffrey going to be used as a running back primarily this year?
That one's really hard to say. I'm going to say fiction just because of all the talent that he does have. I can see him out on the slot a little bit. I can see him, you know, running some trickery plays even. You know, when we first started with Cam, you know, we were all about that wildcat. So, I mean, we might still have some trickery in there, you know, for Christian. And I think he's the perfect guy to do it.
Do you – this is not a fact or fiction, but a follow-up question on what you're saying about trickery. And by trickery, I assume you mean, like, they're going to use him in a bunch of different sets, different formations.
Absolutely.
And in a bunch of different ways. Do you see him returning kicks in any way, shape, or form this year? Do you think that's something that they're going to want to do, or do you think they'll kind of protect him from doing that? What would you like to see as a fan?
As a fan, I'd like to see him play another year before we went to that. I'd hate to see him, you know, just get taken out, you know, his second year. I think they need to hold off on that. Could he do it? Absolutely. Would he be great for us doing it? Absolutely. But, I mean, I think we have a few other weapons that are good for that too.
Right, yeah. Is there a preference where – is there something you'd be more worried about in terms of him getting injured via punt or kickoff? Is there one that you wouldn't mind him doing versus one where you're really scared he would get injured, or is it all the same? Which are you more worried about him getting hurt, or is it equal?
I'd be more worried about on the punt. Kickoff, not so much. I mean, how many kickoffs are really ran out of the end zone these days? I mean, I think it'd be more on the punt. I wouldn't mind seeing him do a kickoff.
Okay. So even though he can call for a fair catch on the punt, it's still that that's still the one that you're most worried about. I think that makes total sense, considering how much they're trying to change the rules for the kickoff. So I can't disagree with that at all. So let me go. The next fact or fiction I'm going to give you is been a popular topic for Carolina Panthers fans for the last 3 years, and that's the wide receiver core. The wide receiver core for a long time for Panthers fans has been a real need and a real area of interest in the draft. The Panthers finally addressed that area of need by drafting DJ Moore, wide receiver out of Maryland, in the first round, late first round. And they've got Devin Funchess still. They still have Greg Olsen. They've got Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. They did a couple of late-round draft picks on receivers. They picked up Torrey Smith. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not. They picked up Torrey Smith from the Eagles in a trade. And so with all that going on, how do you feel about the Carolina Panthers receiving core? Fact or fiction, this is the best receiving core they've had in 3 years.
I'm going to go fiction.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good core. Absolutely. I'm happy that we picked up more. But
you think it's just too unproven?
Well, it's not just too unproven, but I mean, it's just the first year. None of these guys have played together. We're going back to, I mean, when we had the best offense or the best wide receiving line with Steve Smith and quite a few others that are gone. You know, I mean,
Greg Olsen's still there.
Greg Olsen, absolutely. But I mean, we still had Jeremy Shockey back in the day for 1 year with Steve Smith, and that was just nasty. Like, I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, I think that we can get there. We really can. It's going to take more than this first year. But that's okay. That's what football is building.
So you say fiction. This is not your best receiving core in 3 years.
I'm gonna say absolutely.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's fine. Fact or fiction? It's too high of an expectation on the Panthers to pick them number one in the NFC South.
Oh, with this year, I mean, I'll say that's a fact. It's too high to start off. But I mean, you know, we are the Panthers, and we do surprise a lot. So I mean, I'm not saying we couldn't get there. I don't see it starting off that way.
Okay. Okay. Fact or fiction? The defense is going to be the strength of the team.
I'm going to have to say fact. I mean, we have been for numerous years. So, I mean, and we still got some really good players, some players that are still sitting on the bench. You know what I mean? A lot of people are worried about us being old, and that's not a problem. That's not a problem, really. I mean, look at the guys that are coming up after, you know, the guys that are on the bench. So, I mean, I still think that, yeah, our defense is going to be a staple. But, I mean, you never can tell. I could be wrong. Hopefully we'll put some more points on the board.
Okay. All right. So last year, the Panthers ranked 28th in passing yards per game. At 192.3 yards per game passing. Fact or fiction, they will improve on that number?
I definitely think they'll improve, but I don't think it's going to be because of the way we change our offense. I think it's just going to be because Cam has more targets, which is good for me because I hate seeing Cam go on a scramble and be like, oh, no, he's going to kill himself. But I think he's got more targets. He's got more people to go to. So I definitely think that'll increase this year.
Okay. So, you know, my team is the Giants, and I love my Giants. You know that Trent Seyfried's team is the Vikings, and he loves the Vikings.
Absolutely.
Fact or fiction, the Carolina Panthers will have more wins than the Vikings or the Giants this year.
I'm going to have to say this, and you know, I know you guys very well.
Go ahead.
I think the Panthers will have more wins.
Okay. How many wins do you have your team pegged for?
Oh, man. I would love to go 13-14, you know what I mean? But I think a solid 11-12 this year. I really do.
Give me a number. You got to give me one.
All right, I'll go 12.
12 wins. Okay, so a 12-4 season is what Eric Beeman has the Carolina Panthers pegged for in the 2018-2019 season. Eric, I want to thank you so much for doing Fact or Fiction with me with the Carolina Panthers. I also want to get Walt on, who's a Carolina Panthers fan, who we'll see how much he rebuts some of the things that you said.
Nice.
But I just want to say, hey, thank you so much for being on the show. And doing Absolutely. Fact or fiction with me, man.
Absolutely, man. And if the Panthers have a losing season, go Giants.
Thank you so much. Okay, hey, for Eric Beeman, this is Ed Rom. Thank you for tuning into the EZE podcast. Have a good day, everybody. Take care of yourself. Take care, everybody. Later.
Later, man.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.